The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
9:40 on this Friday morning. If you have a food allergy, you have to be really careful when accepting invitations to meals with friends. When you're out and about, you really have to pay attention to what you are consuming. If you have a child with a food allergy, it can be really scary sending them off to school or to a birthday party or a play date. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about food allergies, because next month is Food Allergy Awareness Week, the CEO of FAIR, which is Food Allergy Research and Education, Sung Pobletti. Sung, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm so excited to be here.
I appreciate you joining us. Food Allergy Awareness Week, May 12th through the 18th. Why do we need a Food Allergy Awareness Week? What is the point of the week, and what is it you want to communicate during that week?
You know, Food Allergy Awareness Week is important because we're bringing the disease of food allergies to the attention of people around the country. Believe it or not, food allergies is a silent public health epidemic. About 10% of the U.S. population, which means more than 33 million Americans, have life-threatening food allergies. And that number, unfortunately, is only rising.
And why is that, do you think? Are we discovering more allergies that we didn't know existed? Are more coming into existence? Why are we seeing the numbers go up?
Well, we think that part of the hygiene theory is that back in the days when our parents were growing up, they were making mud pies and really in part of the environment. And now we've got antibiotics and we've got alcohol wipes. And what it's doing is having our immune system not be prepared to really fight disease. So they see a food protein, they think it's a foreign invader. So when you think about the cleanliness and all the things that we're doing with antibiotics, et cetera, we're leaving room for our immune system to just be hypervigilant.
Very interesting. What are some of the new treatments that are either in existence or awaiting FDA approval?
You know, we're really excited about a drug called Xolair that was recently approved in the last 2 months. And it's really a watershed moment for all of us with food allergies. It's not a panacea, but it can help to attenuate the symptoms of food allergies. And by the way, there's only one real shot in the arm for food allergies. If you are having a severe life-threatening anaphylactic reaction, epinephrine is the only drug that can reverse that reaction.
And is that being made more widely available, epinephrine?
We would love to have stock epinephrine in airlines and restaurants, but it isn't. One good thing about epinephrine is that there are novel, innovative, new solutions to it. There is something called Neffy that will hopefully be FDA approved soon. It's not an injector, it is an inhaler. And there are other epinephrine innovations that are coming up the pike.
What about legislation, whether it's at the state level or the national level, to increase research funding and access to treatments in schools and public places?
You know, that's a really great question. Even though there's 33 million Americans with life-threatening food allergies, there's very little funding that goes toward research at the NIH. And unfortunately, we have to lose a lot of lives in order to increase that NIH budget, which is counterintuitive, right? Mm-hmm. We're doing everything right to educate the patient, advocate for epinephrine cost caps. And I feel like we're being punished by not having enough funding to accelerate the pace of potential new treatment options for our community.
Interesting. Where can people connect with FAIR, by the way, if they want to find out more about what we're talking about here this morning?
They can go to our website, foodallergy.org.
All right. We will check it out. May 12th to May 18th, Food Allergy Awareness Week. Song, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.